American Farm Bureau Federation President Scott Vanderwall, explain to me what happens with the sense of the delegate body resolutions.
Really, that's a stronger resolution than we normally put out. We can say that our delegate body voted unanimously to support this regulatory reform bill that's going to be proposed in Congress. And it just shows that our delegates representing our farm bureaus, county farm bureaus from all over the country, are tired of the overregulation, the activities of the EPA that we think overstep the bounds of the congressional actions that they were supposed to be following.
This is your first convention as vice president. How did it go for you?
Well, I thought it went very well. We kind of went through the spotlight here. We've done everything once now. I had the opportunity to read all the resolutions before the delegate body, and that's a great opportunity and honor and work beside the president. We thought it went very smoothly. The delegates were very cooperative, and it was a good discussion on the things that needed good discussion, so I was very happy with it.
So what do you think for the coming year? Is there anything that you'll change?
I don't think we'll change anything unnecessarily. I know we'll evaluate the convention the way it went. There's probably some small tweaks here and there. We continue to work on our trade show to make that more interesting for people to look at. But as far as the delegate process goes, that's a process that we're very, very proud of. It's a truly grassroots system where it comes all the way from a county member with an idea that they think ought to be policy all the way through the system to where it becomes the policy of the nation's and the world's largest ag organization.
It seemed as if the going into this that the farm bill was going to be the overriding subject of the delegate session. Is that the way it turned out, and what are you saying about the farm bill?
We're looking forward to working with the Congress and the President, the new administration, on setting policy going forward with this farm bill to make sure that we have an adequate safety net based on market forces that includes crop insurance and tools for marketing. And that's basically what we have now. So we're not going to advocate for an overall overhaul or major changes to it. I think we just need some minor tweaks to it, maybe. We've been working very hard with our members to find out what they liked, what they didn't like about the current program, and we'll work with Congress on that. Now, obviously, the agenda is going to be set by the chairman of both the House and Senate Ag Committees, and we will react to that and participate in it as it goes forward.